USA Radio News.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, yeah, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing, hosting here the Brain Trust, standing by from Lucia Capital Group, as we are every day, taking your phone calls, your emails, etc. And coming up this hour, we started to talk last hour about the idea of taking money out of your portfolio, the whole process that goes on behind the scenes, the thought process, really. When you're adding money to your portfolio, certainly, you just say, okay, well, I've been, you know, and some people are very successful at it, Professor Plum. They just put money away in their, say, their 401k, and they did it. Let's say they had a lot of money that they were able to do so, and they just let it go, and they put it in faithfully every month or whatever it was, whenever they got paid.
Well, they worked their way up from just starting getting the match, and they pushed their way up to the maximum, yeah. 18,000, and when they hit 50, they did 24,000, and that's all they did, and they just didn't, they just put it into the growth portfolios, and they just forgot
about
it.
Think about it, right. They may have had somebody review the asset allocation, but you know, generally not. They kept going, and then next thing you know, they had all this money, and they say, great.
The accidental retiree.
It's kind of cool. That's what it is. But then, you know, at that point, you say, what do I do now? And that's where we left it off last hour, which was, what do you do now? Because we'll read this stat again. But anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about. What do you do now? A lot of other things to talk about, including, and I don't want to forget about this, something that one of our callers brought up last hour, but I want to bring it up as well. The idea of rebalancing, value averaging. I just read a
stat.
Well,
those are two separate issues.
I understand that. Right. That's what we're going to be talking about. I just read a stat to our TV people about where we've been on average during the first quarter over the last 25 years and where we are now, not even through the first quarter of 2017.
So we may be able to actually achieve that rate of return if the market drops 4%.
You don't know. We could. The market would have to drop.
Who knows?
So what do you do? Anyway, we'll talk about that. So the idea is this. You give us a call because we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll answer your questions here. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Call us now with your questions. Lines are open for you. Emails as well. Our website, wide open as it always is, wealthed.com, WEALTH, wealthed.com, as in wealth education. See, the link says find your answer and do that. We'll answer your questions here. Also, I didn't mention it at all last hour. We'll do it in a little while where the Brain Trust will be headed out. Different places around the country. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a bit. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. And speaking of Professor Plum, if you want to talk to him off the air, you certainly can do so by giving him a call at the Lucia Capital Group headquarters. Wherever those happen to be, they're kind of all over the country, but you can talk to him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150. You know about the importance of having a portfolio, at least having a plan for your portfolio, a distribution plan that we're going to be talking about. If you think maybe it's just as easy as turning around and doing the opposite of what you've been doing, you're going to find that you're gambling. We're going to tell you about that. Don't find out, you know, on your own. Talk to the advisor. Get a strategy. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER. So this stat, and we have room on the phone, so give us a call whenever you like. This stat that said the S&P 500 has gained an average of 1.6% total return during the first quarter over the last 25 years, since 1992. Through last Friday, the index is up 6.1% year to date.
That's a pretty good return.
I'd say that's darn good. And if you're able to continue that through the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah, well, if we can extrapolate that out, this is going to be a really good year.
Yeah, we could say it was a very good year.
That's the problem with trying to predict. And that's the problem with trying to use historical returns to predict the next couple months.
You can't.
Next
do
couple
it.
Years. We've been able to get closer to it, but even that's not an exact science. The longer we go, the closer we can get, but even that's not going to be exact. I mean, it's going to take a little while to recover from certain areas.
And we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea what's going to happen. But you're looking at your retirement, and you're saying, okay, I've done pretty well. I'm looking to retire later on this year. So I figure all I got to do, I've been adding money to my 401k. All I've got to do is just start taking money out. I will call up my broker and say, okay, look, I got $500,000 in my portfolio. Pretty good. Not bad. Done very well over the last 40 years. I need,
$25,000 a year.
Yeah. So send me, per month.
A little over $2,000
a month, whatever it is. And they say, yes, sure. Sir, salute smartly, go charging up the hill. And they do what they do, which is probably sell off some of your portfolio.
Well, I mean, they're going to look at your $500,000. And in a year like 2016, when it worked so well, wait a minute, let's go back. It didn't work that well at the beginning of 2016. Because the interest that's being earned on the bond portfolio and the dividends being earned on the stock portfolio was not enough to maintain a 5% distribution. They weren't earning 5%.
Yep.
So they had to dip into principal somewhere. But 2016 was such a great year, wasn't it? Well, if you were 100% in value stocks, it did very well. But if you were in a balanced portfolio, you had to sell off other areas, and you had to sell off those value stocks. And you did so in January and February when the market was down. So your overall return for the 2016 time horizon wasn't anywhere near what was being touted as the great rates of return of 2016, because you were selling assets before they made a run for it. If you've sold them before they rose in value, they didn't rise in value in your portfolio. You don't have them anymore.
They're gone.
So that portion of your portfolio, and it doesn't have to be huge portions. It can be relatively small portions. Couple that with what happened in 2015. If you were a balanced investor in 2015 and 16, you were probably, and you were taking a distribution of 4, 5, 6%, you're probably lucky to break even after a year as exceptionally touted as 2016, because you're taking money out of a portfolio that has volatility. That is, in many respects, a way to make yourself go broke. Now, will it always make you go broke? No, sometimes it works exceptionally well. If the first several years of your distribution strategy are good years, like if you'd started your distribution, you retired in February of 2016, and you put all your money into the market in early March of 2016, you probably did okay. But not everybody has that kind of timing luck.
No.
And that's what it was, luck.
Well, that is exactly what it was.
And how many people in March of 2016 wanted to invest in the market in the first place? They just seen the portfolio drop by 15%.
Mid-February, anyway.
Mid-February.
It
was ugly at the beginning of last year. Ugly. People did not want to invest. I was speaking with some advisors the other day, and we were talking to some portfolio managers, and managers were like, well, what are you hearing and seeing from clients? And a lot of the advisors saying, the people that are in the market are really happy right now. The rest of the people, they went to cash because they got afraid, and they've been in cash this whole time waiting for the market to correct.
You mean like recently?
Like real cash, like within the last year or two.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the market to correct. But the problem with that individual is they're not going to get in the market when it corrects, because then it's too scary to get in. And the people that are in the market now that are really happy, they're looking to pour more money in. They're looking to take money out of their safe accounts
and put it into
the market. That's asking for trouble too. Now, both sets of those people are working off of human emotion, fear and greed, and both of those are going to hurt probably both sets of people.
Well, because what are they doing? By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you have any questions, you have comments, concerns about whatever's on your mind, you give us a call. Because what are they doing in this example, Professor Plum? They are buying high and selling low.
Well, the ones that sold out a year ago, 2 years ago, probably sold out low, low from where it is today, but they didn't get back in. The whole problem with both sets of people are they're ignoring their goals. They're ignoring their strategies. They're letting their human emotions dictate how they should invest. And when we let emotion cloud our judgment in pretty much almost everything we do, when emotion is the driving force, we can't expect efficient, fiscally efficient results. It's not going to happen because emotion tends to make us go the wrong way. For those that are in the market, that are happy about the market, their emotion is saying, I want more, I want more, I want more. And when, who knows what's going to happen with the market over the next couple of years? For those that got out of the market, they're waiting for a crash. But from what I've seen a lot of times, when the market does crash, they don't want to get in then either, because now it's scary again. And I don't want to lose more. And so you have to step back and say, ignore the noise. What am I trying to accomplish? Put a strategy in place that doesn't rely on the market movements tomorrow. Put a strategy in place that helps you reach your goals without the emotional side of it. Your spending is emotional enough. Let's find a way to, you know, backfill the income needs.
Sure, because if you see the market going down, you're saying, and you, even if you recognize this as a correct, you say, okay, I'm waiting to get back in. But the market's been going down. I don't want to jump in now because it's probably going to go down farther.
And it might.
And it might. So they wait.
So don't take all your dry powder.
And
take some of it.
And then they wait. And then the market starts to come back in some cases.
Oh, it's a false.
It's false. Wait. I'm not jumping in now.
This is a false peak.
Yeah. Dead cat bounce or whatever they used to call those things. Anyway, this is the
you
emotional part.
You just wanted to say that.
I haven't said dead cat bounce in 2 months, I'll bet you.
Well, I'll bet more than that.
It could very well be. I didn't make that up. I mean,
no, that's an old term.
That's a very old term. I probably shouldn't use it. That people get upset.
Yeah, the friends of cats are calling up right now.
Yes, they are. Okay, hang on. We're going to get back to your call. Tom, Pennsburg, PA, and others, we're going to get to you next. Just wait a couple seconds. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, coming right
Lucia
back.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
As if you need a reminder, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Oh, speaking of reminders, very quick one here, that the Brain Trust is going on the road, and this means Professor Plum. And you can meet the Brain Trust if you haven't joined Professor.
I've had people ask, well, where's Johnny Dean?
I know. Well, somebody's got to hold the fort down here. That's the thing. There were years ago I used to go on the road, but I haven't for a while.
No.
I guess maybe I could. Go to some of the really exotic places. When you have that Hawaii one, when you have the Honolulu workshop, we'll be there. Very quickly, Las Vegas, that's coming up in just a couple of weeks here. March 11th, it's a Saturday. What is that, a week from?
2 weeks. Well, it's just.
Well, it's a week from this Saturday.
Yeah,
less than 2 weeks away, because February is like, you know, February is like 6 days long. Phoenix is after that, and Houston, Texas. So Las Vegas, Saturday, March 11th. Phoenix, Arizona, happening a couple weeks later on the 25th. And. Thank you. Saturday, April 8th, Houston, Texas. Those are the next three. If you're going to be in Las Vegas, Phoenix, or Houston, I would suggest that you go to wealthed.com to sign up for the workshops. They're free. You can meet Professor Rick Plum, and you're going to learn all about these retirement income challenges. And by the way, some potential solutions to those challenges, like we're talking about here on the program. So join the Brain Trust. Sign up. Las Vegas, March 11th. We'll be there. You should be there, too. All right, 877-PLANNER. Got some folks on hold. As always, we will take your calls first. That moves. I think I said Tom is next in Pennsburg, PA. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
My question is, as part of a 401k program where you do the strategic funds, say the 2015 fund or the 2020 fund, would you declare that as a part of planning for bucket number one?
Well, if you don't have any other choices, so when are you looking to retire?
Oh, I'm already retired.
Okay, and then if you're already retired, I would not use a 2015 fund or a target date fund necessarily as a bucket number one. Bucket number one is supposed to be very low, if not no volatility, very liquid. And we saw, 2010 funds in 2008. We saw 2005 funds in 2008 go down by 5, 10, 15%. And that's not acceptable for what I would want in my bucket number one area. I could use a target date fund for bucket number two if I'm going to retire in a year or two or three from now and all my money's in my 401k and I don't have any other options, then I would default to a very short term, like a 2015, just until I retired. But once I retired, I would roll it to an IRA and have more control over my funds.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that helps you out. Thank you for the call, Tom.
Yeah, a 2015 fund probably has still 30, 40% stocks.
Yeah, and we've talked about these funds before. You would think that they'd all be very similar, wouldn't you?
Well, they've got a lot of, it's their managers or managing crews' opinion of how somebody with that target date should be. But it's also, is that target date the day I need to spend the money Or is that the date I need to start potentially spending the money? And that's different. Is my target date a destination or a starting point?
I think they look at it as the day that you're going to start spending money.
Well, it's called, is my glide path going to that target date,
or is it
that target date?
Well, it should be obvious that it's going to be through that target date, because most people are saying, yes, my target date is the day that I retire, right? So if I have a 2030 target date fund, supposedly I'm going to retire somewhere within a year or two of 2030.
That would be a logical issue, but it's not consistent across the management stocks.
No, it's not. And that's the thing. I could have five different target date funds, 2030 target date funds, and each one have different allocations to different types of stocks and other mutual funds. And you have to say, you'd say, how do you explain that?
Different opinions. There's no set idea that a 2015 fund should be allocated like this.
Let's explain how this works. Okay, very quickly, since he brought it up, and we'll get to the rest of your calls in just a second. But Tom brought it up.
And it's 2017. How could we even have a 2015 fund?
Well,
we can.
Still,
oh, they're there.
Of course. Because, it doesn't mean that it's expired. Okay, so how do they work? Let's explain how they work, first of all. Each one has, they come in five-year dates, increments.
They're basically looking at how somebody with that time horizon could potentially be invested, assuming they wanted a balanced portfolio. A portfolio balanced with that time horizon in mind. And so they look at it. So one that has a very long time horizon, a 2055 fund, would be more growth-oriented, almost 100% growth-oriented. Maybe it's 95% stocks versus a 2015 or a 2010 fund that basically is all past, would be very, supposedly, very, very conservative and very, low volatility. And so the idea is that it takes the guesswork out of the average investor. If you're going to retire in 2040, use the 2040 fund. You're going to retire in 2020? Use the 2020 fund. But it doesn't work that well for that particular purpose. They can be used, and they can be used very effectively if you know how to actually create the strategy with Unvol. But if I'm retiring in 2025, and the idea, the thought process is, I should just use a 2025 fund. Put all my money that I currently have in my 401k there, and just forget about it. Just continue to fund that fund, because I'm going to need my money in, 7 years? 2025. It'll work fine. But the new money that I'm putting in should not go into that fund. It may be appropriate for some of the money, but not the new money. But it is the idea of, here's a one-stop shop where you as an investor, you don't have to do anything.
You don't even have to think about it.
I don't want you to think about anything. We're going to do it all for you. And don't you worry your pretty little head about this. We'll take care of it. We're not going to ask you about your goals. We're not going to ask you about your risk temperament. We're not going to ask you about anything other than, hey, what's your date? Got your date? We'll take care of the rest. You don't do anything. And as investors, there's a lot of investors that say, yay! It's a very daunting task for a lot of people to look at their mutual fund choices and do anything about them. And so they don't want to do it. So it's nice that somebody came up and said, hey, we'll do it for you. Problem is, it doesn't work all that well. It can work okay, but I think that it doesn't take advantage and do the things that you should be doing with just a little bit of thought process.
Well, what you're talking about, Professor Plum, is putting money in, especially the idea of the new money. Putting new money, if you're 60 years old, you're going to retire at age 63, so maybe you have a 2020 target date fund. Rather than putting this new money into the target date fund, you would put the new money into something that's a whole lot more volatile.
Well, the new money should go to that volatility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The old money, you don't use your existing capital for the super aggressive side of the house, unless you're just a super aggressive person that all of your money should be there. That's an unusual individual, especially as we get closer to retirement. But when you're getting out there towards retirement, 100% of your money shouldn't be in the aggressive side. But that doesn't mean you should pare back on your dollar cost averaging into the aggressive side. That's like saying, okay, the one thing I know that's going to happen is the volatility, and I'm not even going to use it to my advantage. Or I'm not going to use it to protect myself either. How do I protect myself from volatility? I stay away from it. How do I take advantage of volatility? I dollar cost average into it. It doesn't take a lot, but target dates are prevalent. I mean, They're taking over, and they can be used, but it still takes a little bit of strategy on your part.
Well, and the strategy, of course, this is why we talk about strategy, because if you've watched or listened to this program for any length of time, and you know what the title is, Bucket Strategy Investing, that's what we believe in. Tell you a little bit more about this. Also, Sasha, give us a call back, because I know we lost your call, and we'll get a couple others on hold. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand-in-hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
About whatever's on your mind, of course, 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Strategy is what we're about, and we give you the buckets rundown here in just a second. We were talking target date funds a little bit ago.
Right.
You've done some, what, well, extra?
I was just looking at the 2015 funds. Our last caller, Tom, talked about the 2015 fund for his bucket number one. And so the idea would be that retirement was 2015. So how would you have done? If you had been able to select the target date fund that did the best over the last 3 years, the best over the last 5 years, how would you have done in 2015 when you retired? I mean, assuming that,
sure.
And this is going to show another difference in that if I would have started my retirement in 2015, I would have been pulling some money out of the portfolio, and I would have also lost a couple percent in value. Now, it didn't happen, you know, just a nice straight line. It was up and all over. So depending upon when you were taking those distributions, it could have really hurt that downturn of the area. And I don't know what the portfolio mix was in 2015. I don't have that information. I know what the portfolio mix is today, or according to Morningstar, it's about 50-50. A 2015 fund, a very well-known one, with a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds for somebody who has a target date of either a year ago or 2015. Now, that also makes it, begs a difference. Is my target date January 2015? And if that was the case, you would have had a problem because you would have been taking money out in a declining portfolio.
Or December.
Or January, or December 31st, 2015, because that worked better, because 2016 was a little bit better year for that particular fund. And it, like I said, it was the best 3 and 5 year. I don't have 10 and 15 years. I don't know if they have that time horizon out. I was just quickly looking at. But that's the problem with using one for a distribution issue. You can use a target date for bucket number two. It's a balanced portfolio is what it is. It's just a mix of stocks and bonds managed as one pie. That's fine. But know why you're using it and how it can work for you or against you. Now, to be honest, that fund, if you had started it in 2010, 11, or 12, you probably did okay. Because it was hard not to do okay in those years when the markets were up.
And especially if you were heavily into stocks and all that.
But and if you'd stayed with it, you probably. But when you're distributing funds from any portfolio that has a mix of stocks and bonds that rebalances and keeps an allocation of a specific allocation, something's going to get sold when it's down. The only way it works is if you leave it alone long enough that it builds up an appropriate time return. And so, actually, that 2015 fund for a 7 to 10 year time horizon, you know, a 2025 to 2030 year time horizon, probably pretty good. But not if you're taking money out of it today. Well, I should say, not if you're taking money out of it in the target date year that it's at.
Right. So, it's just stuff that people need to think about.
Yes.
With target date funds. Not that there's anything necessarily inherently wrong with them, although I don't necessarily care for them as a retirement savings vehicle when you're right near retirement. I kind of like them, and maybe you do too, for people who are still 20, 30 years away from retirement.
Well, if for somebody who's, I mean, I've had a lot of younger individuals in their 20s come up and say, you know, I'm putting my, you know, $100 a month, $200 a month into or whatever paycheck into my 401k. What should I be, what funds should I use? I say, either pick what you consider to be a really good one fund, or if you want an allocation, use the longest term target date you've got until you build up some money where you can actually do something with it. Because at $100 a month, whatever, you know, having that diversification of the target date can actually help. But once you actually start having some money, then you may want to start picking some more aggressive individual securities, you know, within the mutual fund environment that your 401k offers. So use them where they're appropriate. Super long-term, low balances.
Mm-hmm.
Midterm, set the money aside. Do not dollar-cost average into the midterm ones. Only dollar-cost average into the long-term, more volatile area. And like I was talking with Tom, if you're 1, 2, 3 years out from retirement and you don't have any other choices for bucket number one, use a very, a 2010, a 2015 fund for the time period between now and when you retire, and you can get a more appropriate bucket number one.
Yes. Now that's kind of a quasi buckets type strategy.
Oh, I'm using
anyway.
Them as a buckets.
You are, and that's and that's fine if you have to use target date funds.
If my choices are limited.
To me, I would have just said, okay, well then forget the target date funds. Let's just use it. Let's just bucketize it the proper way.
But a lot of funds have now gone. They don't have, bucket number one type investments.
No.
They don't have stable value funds. I mean, they don't have. They have a money market account. Okay, that's not earning anything. So people will not necessarily want to do that. But then they've got all these target date funds, and then they'll probably have, they don't have any balance funds, because the target date fund is a balance fund. And then they'll have some equity funds. They may have some bond funds. But the choices have come down to, target date funds are just so easy to use.
Well, and that's I think, people want to trust that their money is doing what it's supposed to do. I don't think that investors necessarily, just regular clients or people, care so much as long as they say the person in charge is telling them, I'm steering the ship and I'm doing what's right by you.
And if you have your strategy in place, you can use those funds. I mean, if that's all that's available, that's fine. Just use them appropriately.
That's it. Okay. Does that take care of it?
I think so.
877-PLANNER, our number, if you want to come on board. I want to get to a couple of emails here. Professor Plum's still ailing, but you're sounding better today.
My voice is sounding better?
No. You're
I'm not coughing as much.
The coughing was, if you listened last Thursday or Friday, it just sounded like, it really was not so good. Let's get to William in Jackson, Tennessee. I have a 403B at work. I rolled over part of it to a different fund company. When I become subject to required minimum distributions, will I have to withdraw from both the rollover and my 403B, or can I withdraw the full amount from one or the other?
Technically, your 403B is with your district, your employer, whether you're a physician, a doctor, work in a hospital setting or an education setting. The 403B is with that district, and so you have one 403B with that district, and so it has multiple accounts in it, and you can choose different vendors. You could satisfy it by taking one from this one and one from that one, or you can take it all from the other, because you're still taking it from your 403B, which is that employer's retirement plan, and they've chosen certain vendors to be able to deal with. Now, most people, though, instead of dealing with the 403B, I mean, depending upon what else is going on in your life, a lot of people, once they get to retirement, they just roll it to an IRA. Now they have total flexibility, or they change the title on the brokerage account, or they just change it to an IRA and give themselves a little bit of control. Not everybody, though, because there are times, especially if you have some older 403Bs. I know some people, wonderful lady out in Palm Springs, she's got some older 403Bs that have 4% minimum guarantees, and they're totally liquid right now. That's a pretty good rate of return.
Hang on to that one.
She's hanging on to those. It's separate from her and from her IRAs, and so she has to take a separate RMD from that 403B account and from her IRAs. But if they're from the same district, the same employer, it's the same 403B, just different accounts.
Yeah, and he's asking us because we have talked in the past about IRAs, and you said the flexibility of moving it to an IRA. When you have IRAs, if you have multiple IRAs, doesn't matter where they all are, as long, I mean, I'm talking about not Roth IRAs.
Right.
Required minimum distributions are calculated from the entire pool of IRAs.
Right.
So if you had 10 IRAs, you can take them all, take your entire, and you had a $4,000 required minimum distribution from your combined 100,000 or so of IRAs, and you had 4,000 in one IRA, you could take it all out of the one and leave the others alone.
You can mix and match whatever account you want to take it out of under mm-hmm. your IRAs.
And
if I have a 401k, one 401k,
yeah.
I can take it, if my administrator lets me, I can take it out from any of the investments within that 401k to satisfy the RMD. But, and that's a similar what you do with, if you have one employer 403B, you've got one employer 403B. Now, if I worked for, XYZ school district.
And then you moved to.
Then I moved to a different state and have, ABC school district.
Or you went maybe to a nurse, you became
or a. Or became a, I was.
You worked for a hospital.
And then I went and taught. at an education institution.
Right.
Two different employers, two different 403Bs.
Yes.
Different RMDs.
And William's question was exactly that. The 403B, we're assuming it's all part of the one employer. And if you roll part of it to somewhere else, all
still
under the umbrella of the 403B.
Now, I also see a lot of people, they shouldn't be doing this anymore, but they'll roll it to an IRA. You know,
like a 403B or
they'll
something?
They'll take the 403B and roll it to an IRA. Well, now it's no longer a 403B. Now it's part of the IRA set.
Well, what's the problem then?
If you're still employed, back 10 years ago, brokers could move 403Bs. You know, the districts and the hospitals, they weren't looking at this at all. And finally, the Department of Labor IRS came in and said, no, you got to take control over these 403Bs. While they're working, while your employee is working for you, especially under 59 and a half, they can't be just rolling them to IRAs. You got to keep it in the 403B. And so they put a lot more controls on them, you know, 5-10 years ago now.
You can't roll a portion of it.
Not to an IRA.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
People do.
It's supposed to be caught at the administrator level.
Oh, okay.
The administrator is not supposed to allow that distribution to happen.
Now what about like a 401K? Because you can't do it with a 401K.
Exactly.
So that's probably why
they're more in parity with the
401K. Okay. Well, now I guess it makes a little bit more sense because they are both retirement plans.
Right. And they're company-sponsored retirement plans. The company sponsors to oversee it.
Okay. There you go. That's why. All right, William, thank you for the email. All right. We got some trivia coming up. We have emails and maybe some phone calls. If you want to give us a call, line's open for you. Not a lot of time. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Don't go away.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Quite a busy show so far, and just wrapping it up here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, Bucket Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER, our number. Did we give the solution, by the way? We said the problem. The solution, the problem was you retire and you're used to just adding money to your portfolio, so you decide to just do the reverse of that. Start taking money out of your portfolio once you retire. Sell off what you need to sell off and keep the money. But the problem is if markets go way down, you're going to run out of money very quickly. So the solution is?
Well, the solution is to segment your portfolio and put some money into a safe environment that you can distribute principal and interest over a period of years to allow for downturns in the market, time for recovery.
Like 7 years,
maybe? Like buckets.
Kind of like buckets. So you're saying,
do buckets. You start segmenting your portfolio before you get to retirement by moving money into safer accounts and still dollar cost averaging into the aggressive side of the house, bucket number three. And then when you get to retirement, instead of taking money out of where you were putting money into, leave that alone. Start taking it out of the safer side of the house. If the market goes up, fine. Value average and replenish bucket number one. If the market goes down, just let it recover. You've got time. Now, how much time? That's the debate. Some people that have written about this talk about 2 years. That's not enough time. I mean, that one, we're not debating that one. Because look what happened in 2008. How long did it take to recover? To, 72, 73, 2000. It takes longer than 2 years to get back to a point where you can start using the portfolio to draw some retirement income out of. 20 years? That may be too long. But it's all a matter of designing it to fit your emotional needs, your risk temperament, your financial needs.
You have time. When you say you have time, you have time because you've got enough safe-ish money, safe,
distributable,
safe money set aside to live off of while the market does what it does. And this is, at its very core, buckets. So there you go. Just wanted to encapsulate that.
Yeah, we had to get the solution.
Yeah, because I don't know if we did. We presented all these scenarios, but you know. If you're a viewer for any length of time, or a listener for any length of time in this program, you know that's what we prefer, and you know that more and more people are doing it now because we've been telling you. Okay, let's see trivia for I'll tell you what's coming up on this program tomorrow before I forget. A choice many people have to make, although not as many, but it's probably getting to be more. Do you do a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k? It just occurred to me that
They're becoming more prevalent.
They are becoming more prevalent.
The 401k.
The Roth 401k option. You don't see as many of them as you do, say, I mean, Roth IRA. You just open up a Roth IRA. But a Roth 401k has to be set up through your, it's a company-sponsored plan. So it's a salary, you know, you deduct your salary into your, like a 401k, but it's a Roth. If you have that option, which one do you choose? What do you do? You have a Roth IRA, you have a Roth 401k. Which comes first? What should you do? We'll tell you all the rules, or at least the rules as we see them, on this program tomorrow. Now for some trivia. People clamor for trivia. In fact, they send me trivia. If you want to send us some trivia that you think is interesting,
we'll... Financial trivia.
You know, financial trivia. Although some of it I get is not at all. We can't use it. But if you have anything you'd like us to read, we'll credit you and make sure the answer is correct, because I don't know if our crack research team, which is like me and a couple of guys, ever remember to do the actual, you know, check, fact-checking. But here's what we get, because this is this is from the Department of Health and Human Services, for what this is worth. Health insurance coverage available through the Federal Exchange, supposedly, will show a 25% average price increase in 2017. 25%!
That's less than what mine went up.
Well, that's average. The math is based on the second lowest cost silver plan offered by participating health insurance companies, the specific plan upon which the federal tax credits are calculated. Again, from the HHS, Department of Health and Human Services. 25%. 25% increase. Can you imagine if your premiums went up 25%? I mean, just,
well, yeah,
just,
I would have loved
regular
it.
Health insurance.
I would have been happy.
What? Because you're what?
My premiums went up a lot more than 25% in this last increase. They almost doubled.
Yeah. Well, yes. And part
and that's
of that
just
was,
my share, what the company pays too, thankfully. The whole premium doubled, and my share doubled as well.
Yeah.
So, almost doubled. I shouldn't say exactly, because it was just under double.
Well, it may as well have been, for all that mattered, you know, to you. So, all right, 25%. It's something's got to happen. Something has got to happen.
Yeah, they need to make it 30%, right? So, the problem is, when you say something's got to happen, what's happening is they're raising it by even more.
You mean the raising the premiums?
Yeah.
Well, insurance companies, because their hand is, I mean, they're in this for profit. Uh-huh. You realize that. And that was one of the mistakes you make, is go to an industry that is in it for profit. Because what's going to come first? You, Professor Plum, and your premiums, or
One of the other mistakes was telling a for-profit company that you have to take somebody who is you know for a fact, is not insurance.
Oh, no, of course.
You're taking somebody with
it. One of the business models of the insurance industry
is the law of large numbers.
Well, yeah, but you go in, you decide, okay, this is a rotten, it's all bets.
Oh, yeah.
They say, this is a terrible bet. I'm not taking that bet.
Uh-huh.
Now, the person who needs the insurance is, you know,
but the sure thing is not part of this.
It's not. And so what you wind up with.
And when you have to put the sure thing in, they raise the cost for all the other bets.
Well, that's the only way to, that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all right, let's see. We did the workshops. I have a quick email here. We can do more of this tomorrow. Richard in Henderson, Nevada. I only got a minute. You can just give the short answer. We'll give the long answer tomorrow. Because I know there's a short answer. Richard says, I'll be getting a six-digit payout from a trust. Are there any investment vehicles that provide a guaranteed 4% return or better? Guaranteed, Professor Plum, are there?
Technically, you could say yes. You can buy a bond, but I guess it's not guaranteed. It's only backed by the company. It wouldn't be a treasury, so it'd have to be a mm-hmm. corporation. You could get a 4% corporate bond backed by that corporation that pays a 4% interest rate. So that 4% will come to you as long as that company continues to pay
it. It's guaranteed by the company.
Guaranteed by the company. For the duration, the time period, the maturity of that bond. Could be 20 years, could be 30 years, could be whatever the number of years. And that is, as long as the company pays it, it's guaranteed. But what happens if you need to sell it, or you happen to die and somebody else inherits it?
Yeah.
In the time period between when you buy it and the maturity date.
Well, that's the thing, and that's going to lead into
that's
the
not
other
guaranteed.
Answer. No, it's not. That'll lead to the rest of the answer. So we'll bring this up again tomorrow, but I thought I'd tease you with that one. The short answer is really no. I mean, for all intents and purposes. Save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's why I said that. You need to talk to Professor Plum about this or anything else off the air? Lucia Capital Group Advisors, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.